Yeah, I'm going to fuck all those guys.
FMK. Who's going to rock you? This is the Extra Hot Grape Podcast, episode 259 for the week of July 15th, 2019. I am future widower David T. Cole, and I'm here with Black Widow Sarah D. Bunting.
Fuck, marry, and kill, thank you.
Sex farmer Tara Ariano.
I'll rake and mow you down.
And hussy who's got your number, Joe Reed.
I got your number, hussy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Extra Hot Great. This is a special all FMK episode, and it's extra special because with us this week is Mr. Joe Reed. Hello, Joe.
Joe!
Hi!
Yay!
All right, you know how this works. You've been listening to our podcast for any measure of time. You have sent in a whole bunch of TV-related marry, fuck, kill options for us to answer. Answer them, we will. A little new little twist this time around is we've decided that each of us will also put in some options for everybody else in the game, and we're going to start with those. So without further ado, let's get to it. Our first round, as given by Tara Ariano.
Joe, these are some of the many, many actress crushes that you have for ladies on TV.
Nice.
This matchup is Reese Witherspoon, Cherry Jones, it counts, she's on The Handmaid's Tale, and Debbie Allen.
Okay. Reese Witherspoon, Cherry Jones, Debbie Allen. That's dang. Right. All right. This is tough. Normally, my rationale is you marry for money.
Me too.
You fuck for enjoyment. And then you kill to be the least mean to somebody you can be. Like, in the kindest possible way in this case. All right. I'm going to marry Debbie Allen, I feel like.
Ooh.
Oh.
I feel like there's a... Well, no. Actually, no. Sorry. I'm going to fuck Debbie Allen because she's a dancer, so she's probably good at it.
This is where she starts paying in sweat.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes. That's where I start paying in sweat is truly where it happens. I'm going to marry Reese.
Yeah.
Because I think we could have a long and prosperous life together.
Mm-hmm.
And she can screw whoever she wants, and so can I.
Plus, we can merge our birthday parties. Very convenient,
yes,
for you.
That's right. Reese and Sarah share a birthday. Okay, excellent. And then I guess I have to kill Cherry Jones, although honestly,
good luck.
If I don't get it on the first strike, she could probably kill me back. So I got to be very, very careful.
It's true. Run me through with a pitchfork, Cherry Jones.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Sarah, your theme for these three are crime guys. These are beloved crime guys. Your first option is Keith Morrison.
Uh-huh.
Your second option is Stone Phillips.
Uh-huh.
And then your third option is the frontline narrator.
Oh, Tara.
We don't even know if he's a man. He could just be a speaking box.
That's true.
I think he is an actual man named Will something.
Okay.
I don't think I can marry the frontline guy because that's just going to make everything depressing.
Like, true.
Including your vows.
Our vows and our sex life. Like, he's just going to like say my name. Not like that. Not like that either. So I guess I have to kill the frontline guy.
Sure.
Keith Morrison. I mean, I love Keith Morrison, but I don't know if I can handle more than one night of splendid, yes, passion from that guy.
Also, I think if you married him, then Matthew Perry would be your stepson.
Oh, God.
That's a headache you don't need.
Yeah. You know what, though? I think Stone Phillips actually is sort of a bot. So he's going to be a sex bot. I'm going to fuck Stone Phillips. I'm going to marry Keith Morrison, and I'm going to kill frontline guy. Although something that frontline guy is talking about is probably going to kill all of us pretty soon because frontline. Good round, Tara.
Thank you.
I believe I am now reading T-Bone selections for Dave.
Correct.
Crushes: Megan Mullally, Emma Thompson, Gina Torres.
And Emma Thompson squeaking in there in our recent TV roles, I suppose.
Yes.
All right. This isn't too hard for me. Going to fuck Gina Torres. And then I'm going to marry Emma Thompson because she's got the cash from all those movies. Yeah. And leaves, although I like Megan a lot, that means we have to dispense with Megan.
That makes sense to me.
Those are my easy choices for that one.
Freeing up Nick Offerman for A Grateful Nation.
All right. Our second round is from Sarah D. Bunting. And Tara, post Logan Knopf. Option number one, Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Sure.
Option number two, J.P. Morgan as seen in Titanic, Blood and Steel.
A thing.
Also sounds like a video game to me. And option three, Peter Florek from The Good Wife.
Oh.
If you're going to marry for money, I made this easy for you.
What was J.P. Morgan's role in the Titanic?
Not being on it.
Did he sink it? He owned the iceberg?
I'm gonna kill J.P. Morgan because he's probably a bad guy, you know, for the usual robber baron reasons. And I'm going to fuck Peter Florek because I do not want to marry him. No. But I bet he is good at sex. And that leaves me marrying Big. And you know what? I could do worse. Have I? Who's to say?
According to this theory, millionaire banker J.P. Morgan planned the Titanic disaster to kill off rival millionaires, Jacob Astor, Strauss, and Benjamin Guggenheim.
Ooh.
Someone did try to murder him also and shot him like five times and he lived. So another good luck in the killing department.
Yeah, buyer
beware. J.P. Morgan and Cherry Jones are Morgan and Jones.
Yeah, that's good. These are Buncey's options for Joe, and the theme is post Freaks and Geeks Busy Phillips. So your busy characters are Audrey from Dawson's Creek, Lori from Cougar Town, and Eleanor Roosevelt on Drunk History.
Okay, excellent. She's so good on Drunk History. Okay, Audrey, I'm trying to remember what Audrey's big issue was on Dawson's Creek. I think she had a drinking problem.
As rooming with Joey, anyone would.
Right. Who could blame her? And then on Cougar Town, she's fun, but a lot. That's sort of like her thing there. Mm-hmm. And then Eleanor Roosevelt. Again, you marry for money. So I'm going to marry Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yep.
I'm going to fuck Lori from Cougar Town. Because again, fun. And she seems like. She seems like she knows her way around a good time. And then I'm going to put Audrey out of her rooming with Joey Potter misery is what I will do.
Wise choice.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Buncey's selections for David T. Cole are post-Magnum Selleck themed. Your choices are Dr. Richard Burke from Friends, Jesse Stone, who's a Western guy.
That's what it was. I was having trouble. I knew it was something like that. I was like, is he a detective in the 20s? What?
It's a series of TV movies.
It was like Jesse Stone from Jesse Stone, the Jesse Stoning. Like, I didn't think that would help, so I just left it out. And the third option is Commissioner Frank Regan from Blue Bloods.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. The chronological ordering would be Friends, Jesse Stone, Blue Bloods, right?
I think the first Stone is before...
Before Friends? Okay. But then Stone went on for a while. All right. So kill Frank Regan from Blue Bloods because he's the oldest. He is like a police commissioner and I don't want that headache. And also he's mustacheless, I believe, in Blue Bloods.
No, he has a mustache.
Yeah. Okay. No. But it's smaller now. It's shrunk with age. It's like his bones are shrinking. What was Jesse Stone's occupation? He's a gunslinger?
He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
He's like a rancher or something. I think he does solve crimes.
And Richard Burke was a dentist, right?
He was an ophthalmologist.
Okay.
Just as glamorous as dentistry.
So we're going to marry the doctor from Friends. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we will fuck Jesse Stone in the Wild Wild West. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. That's going to work out well because Richard didn't want children either. It's what broke up him and Monica.
Yeah.
Excellent. There we go. Everybody wins. All right, next round from Mr. Joe Reed. Tara?
Yep.
Joe has for you problematic chat show hosts. Uh-oh. Julie Chen Moonves.
Ooh.
Megan McCain. Pat Dubek. And that's Molly Shannon from The Other Two. Oh.
Oh, boy. Joseph. Okay, I'm going to kill Meghan McCain. That's actually easy. Yeah,
that's right.
Someone should.
Yeah.
It's not a recommendation, I'm just saying, yeah, in general. See, the thing about fucking Pat Dubek is I get the sense that she may have, like, only been with one guy her whole life, and then he died. So that could mean that she's very pent up and adventurous, or it could just mean, like, she's going to be real awkward. Julie Chen is one way or another going to end up with that Les Moonves money, though. So I'm going to marry Julie, and I'm going to fuck Pat.
That's the right call, I feel like, okay. Yes.
There you go.
So, Sarah, I went a little conceptual with this, so just sort of go with me.
Okay.
Your choices are three oft-used settings for television or fiction in general.
Okay.
Space. First choice is space. Second choice is the Old West. And third is the 1980s.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to kill the Old West.
Yeah.
Because it just smells. It smells there.
Yeah. Goes with you on that one. I know that.
Yeah. It smells there. I'm tempted to kill space, but I've gotten so much mileage out of that one word. So I think I will fuck space is a sentence I just said.
Zero gravity.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
I'm going to marry the 80s because I love the 80s. Yeah. And I'm going to kill the Old West because deodorant had not been invented.
Do you think space is actually the space in between things? Or when you say space, do you think it's basically the universe? Because you're basically marrying like a non-entity. Like you can, like space is the space around planets and stars and nebulas, but it's not actually the interesting stuff. It's just the
I think
blank.
We all know what he meant by space.
Yes.
These are the questions you have
I'm
to
ask.
I'm not
willing to go that conceptual.
Here lies the problem.
You have TV robots to contend with.
Yeah, I always have TV robots to contend with. We've never done one of these when I haven't had a TV robot around.
Data from Star Trek.
Yep.
Mr. Butlertron from Clone High.
Yeah.
And America's finest acting robot, David Duchovny.
My answer for Data is my answer from Data from the past few times, which is Data is the one you fuck because he's fully functional, as we all know. And then I think you got to marry Mr. Butlertron just to save him from death because I just love that character too much. And, you know, David Duchovny, what has he done for us besides, you know, the first half of The X-Files? Not much.
Aquarius. Just kidding.
So we're going to go for that big robot schlong and we'll marry Mr. Butlertron and we'll kill David Duchovny. And I thank Joe for remarking that he's, in fact, the world's greatest acting robot. Yes. All right, here are mine for Tara. Creepy dudes on television.
Oh, great.
Possible incels. Cliff Clavin.
Right. Ooh.
Pierce Hawthorne. Seymour Skinner.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm going to kill Pierce.
Finally.
I mean, if these are my choices, I guess I'm going to fuck Clavin because I don't want to marry him.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to marry Skinner.
Giving up that sweet Postal Service pension.
Thought that I really thought that remark was going in a completely different direction. Fortunately, Enshin came along and saved my stomach lining.
Here are Dave's for Joe. And the theme is terrible TV delivery parameters. So here are your options, Joe. Netflix, but the colors are inverted. Hulu with the SAP forever set to Spanish. And cable TV with daily channel number randomization. Ooh. So when you're looking for TBS, it's never in the same place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Netflix color messed up. Hulu, SAP, cable TV channels moving all over.
All right. I feel like I could put up with Netflix color inverted for like a night. So I guess that's what I fuck. So then do I want the lifetime of Hulu with the SAP, meaning I'd have to learn? Or the channels where I'd have to be patient?
I like the way that Joe is looking at the Spanish thing as an opportunity. That's very firm.
Or a sentence. Yeah, you know what, though? Being bilingual would probably be something I could brag to some people about, so that's kind of nice. So I will marry Hulu with the SAP, looking forward to the future where I can, you know, leave America behind. And then cable TV I kill. The cable TV randomization I kill.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hmm. The ultimate cable cord cutting.
Yes, exactly. Okay, this is a test of things Sarah likes. Number one, Kit's tailpipe full of the part of the floor burger that David Hasselhoff didn't eat. A. B. Tony Soprano after a light jog. Or C. Olivia Benson's face on Luke Cage's body. Yowza, yowza.
Wow.
She's not even wearing a smile.
Oh, you crazy for this one, Dave.
God, this is nuts. Okay. I am going to kill Kit. Because
Kit floor burgers.
Floor burgers, like I don't I can't. Also, if Kit is gonna be talking during, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
I believe that I will. What was the last one again?
Olivia Benson's face on Luke Cage's body.
Right. I can handle that. I'm going to marry that. And I'm going to fuck Tony Soprano after a light jog.
Yeah. Maybe just the once. Probably.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
that could also be a kill.
New Jersey. This is an experience I know I can handle.
I mean, that might be all he has in him.
Yeah. Frankly. I mean, yeah.
All right, that does it for the host entries. Now we're into your entries, starting off with Allison Oom. And for Tara, she has ways to get dead in Handmaid's Tale. Your choices. Okay. Drowned in swimming pool with your erstwhile lover.
Right.
Hung on the wall. Or slow death by radiation in the colonies.
Oh,
in one of these options, you get to kill death.
Right.
Which, does that mean this is the one that lives? Like, I don't know. This is getting
very
is getting
Bill and Ted sequel.
I'm going to marry drowned in the pool with my lover because that seems like the best. I'm going to fuck dead on the wall because, you know, that's kind of humiliating. Even with a bag over your head, it seems like people still know who you are. And then I'm going to kill slow death because, as we all know, I'm only here for fast death in the dystopia. So no thank you to slow death by radiation in the colonies. Yep. This same submitter, Joe, is challenging you with the dead of, quote, bury your gaze. So the bury your gaze trope.
Oh, boy.
Tara from Buffy, of course. Rana from Coronation Street, dunno. And Adam from Degrassi. I feel like you only know one of these.
Probably. I only know one of these, so I'm going to marry Tara because she's so nice. Does marrying Tara mean then I will have to like be the grieving spouse as she has died? Because this really, I guess that counts for all of them, right? They're all going to die.
This category was the dead of Barry's.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's going to be a bummer. Okay. That's fine. Still going to marry Tara. Adam sounding like a man. I will have sex with that man. So I'm going to fuck that guy. And I guess that means I'm going to kill Rana for no other crime than just being on Coronation Street. Shape up, Rana. Don't be on Coronation Street.
Try to not be a woman if you want to live longer and be married to Joe? Question mark?
Apparently, that's where I'm at right now. So still from Allison and still on the dead theme. So, Sarah, you're choosing from options of finding dead people on Law and Order, ways that you can find dead people on Law and Order. Mm-hmm. So the first one is found by Salt of the Earth early morning delivery man. Uh-huh. I feel like we can all picture that. Yep. Found by early morning jogger.
Boo!
Or found by unfortunate homeless person.
Well, if we're marrying money, I guess I have to marry the delivery person who has a job.
They're probably in a union, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to kill a homeless person.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're really up against a wall here.
As it were.
I mean, this easy for me. You kill the joggers. They're so smug.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to kill the jogger, and then I'm fucking the homeless person.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
sure. Dave, this same submitter's last round, Deadwood Establishments of Leisure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're choosing amongst the Gem, the Bella Union, and Nuttall's Number 10 Saloon.
So the Bella Union is your top tier establishment in Deadwood, such as it is. Your Gem is sort of the middle tier. And yep. Nuttall's Number 10 Saloon is definitely the muddy, gross bar of choice for all your underlings. So
yeah, the Gem is like your fast casual brothel.
Right.
It's your Chipotle of
Chipotle of brothels.
So I think the Bella Union's where the most money is at, because they have gambling and they have whores and they have a hotel in all in quantity. So I would say let's marry the Bella Union. And I'm going to go with like Powers Booth era Bella Union here, because I get the feeling that by the time of the movie that the Bella Union was sort of being neglected by its new owner. So we will then have to fuck the Gem, because I definitely don't want to fuck Nuttall's. And that means we have to kill Nuttall's 10 Saloon. And of course, say it with me together, all those who disagree suck cock by choice. All right. This is from Crab Cakes for Tara. Everybody has the same category, deeply loved or deeply hated. Tara, uh-huh. Timothy off with his pants.
Right.
Project Runway or Cable?
Oh, well.
Fuck.
I mean, I assume by cable, they mean like live TV provider. Because
Precious TV cable.
You know, I don't fuck with cable, literally. So let's say, you know, DirecTV, whatever. I'm going to marry Cable because I have. So I guess that means I'm going to fuck Timothy Oliphant and kill Project Runway. And I feel good about all of that, frankly.
Yeah, I feel good about that for you,
I
too.
I think you're right.
Think about killing Project Runway is you still have like four other series to get your fix, even though you don't have the main one.
Yep. This is Deeply Loved for Joe from Crab Cakes. The Oscars, the aforementioned Busy Phillips, and Sansa Stark.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Bringing into consideration that Busy Phillips is a real person, she's the only one who's not on the table for getting killed, because I'm not going to kill Busy Phillips.
For the sake of the game.
Still, I have options.
All right.
So Sansa's got all of the North now. She is the queen of the North. I feel like, but then I'd have to live in Game of Thrones.
Enjoy your wheat harvest.
Yeah. I traveled down that road as long as I needed to.
I mean, if this ended with you killing the Oscars, I would send help to send your help. Home right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I'm going to kill Sansa with the, you know, she can die a noble death and that'll be fine. You know what? I'm going to fuck Busy Phillips and we would have a wonderful night of it together. And I think we would have a lot of fun. And then I'm going to marry the Oscars because, as you said about Cable, I already have.
Yep.
You guys have already hugged once. So, you know, you've already got that out of the way.
We've already reached that's not what's halfway between. Is there a milestone between home plate and first base? Let's not talk about it. Let's not do that. Let's not.
Agreed.
And remember, you can hear Joe every week on the This Had Oscar Buzz podcast. And you should.
Marrying the Oscars again and again and again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you. Sarah, you get, this certainly looks like deeply hated to me.
Oh, God.
Doctor Who, Raisins, or Brandon Walsh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is, wow. I mean, this is so difficult because I really do want to kill them all. And Doctor Who is not a real doctor, so there's no money there.
Right. No money in time lording.
This really pains me. I am going to kill Brandon Walsh, as I have longed to do, because I can't bear the thought of marrying him and fucking him. It's like, how many stepladders are there in my house? Let's find out. So he's dead. Doctor Who will like just never be around, right?
Because probably not.
Time hopping.
Jaunting all over, the universe.
So even though this is like an upsetting pathology, I'm going to fuck Raisins and marry Doctor Who.
Wow.
Crab cakes.
I'm just imagining that scene in Indecent Proposal where Demi Moore is sort of like on the bed with all the money. except it's raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And it's just like, that's your one
as long
night
as
with
it's
raisins.
Not like a California raisin.
Yeah,
like, that's
yes.
even worse somehow.
Ugh. Or like a raisin executive, like the CEO of Big Raisin or something like that.
Oh, God.
You know, I like Sarah D. Bunting just fine, but Sarah D. Bunting with raisins in her? Ew. Oh.
Really? All right. Now that I've barfed myself inside out and I've been killed, Dave, deeply loved or deeply hated selections from Crab Cakes. Frisky Dingo, Ancient Aliens, Littlest Hobo.
Oh, deeply loved for sure.
All right. Merry Littlest Hobo.
What?
For a lifetime of happiness.
Oh, my God.
The dog.
Where's the money in hoboing?
Look, guys, sometimes you just have to go with your heart. We're going to marry the littlest hobo, who is also, let us not forget, very resourceful and industrious. He gets a lot of things done. Or she. I'm not even quite sure. Now we're left with Ancient Aliens or Frisky Dingo. Boy, if you got to go weird and freaky sex, it's got to be Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
But are you fucking Ancient Aliens or are you fucking the people on Ancient Aliens?
Yeah.
Which are about as different as you can get. And I believe we're talking about the shows here. So yeah. I don't want to, even though it might be Ancient Aliens, I don't want to risk having to fuck the talking heads on Ancient Aliens. Because that would be the worst thing ever to happen to me. Mm-hmm. Those guys, like they put the AV club in your high school to shame. So we're going to have to kill Ancient Aliens and fuck Frisky Dingo, which is, it's just fine. You know, like Frisky Dingo's got a lot of good liquor.
Oh,
so.
That is.
Yeah. You going down for this, Cody?
This is why you're never going back to Arizona.
That's right.
Here is our first roundup that was Frankenstein together from various people. So we'll read the submitter and the category as we go along. So for Tara from John, Ohio, you have three options from Fleabag. You have The Priest, Godmother, and Fleabag.
Okay, kill Godmother. That was easy. I'm going to fuck the hot priest and marry Fleabag. I think that is the right choice. Yeah, I don't want to marry the priest. He seems like he might have a problem with alcohol, and he certainly is very indecisive.
And Fleabag's got all the baggage in the world, so you don't want to carry that around in a marriage either.
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And we can share lipstick. Her lipstick is very pretty. For Joe, this is important ratings episodes.
From John Saltzman.
From John Saltzman, thank you. Season premiere, season finale, mid-season cliffhanger.
Oh, okay. Season finales are often disappointing, so I don't want to fuck them. Season premieres, you don't want to marry a season premiere because then it's like a lifetime of like all set up, but no. But you don't want to marry the cliffhanger for that reason either.
Yeah, because you don't get to finish.
You fuck the season premiere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you marry the cliffhanger.
Yeah. Mm,
wait, no. Damn it. I got confused. I got to start again.
No, I was with you.
Right? You marry the cliffhanger?
Yeah, it's exciting.
A lifetime of excitement.
You'll never be bored.
Yes. All right. I like that. And then, then you kill the finale. Because again, so many of them are bullshit.
It's true.
All right. I'm happy with that. I'm satisfied with that. Sarah, you get your options from Les, who's a longtime listener, first time caller.
Okay.
You get your choice of dystopian daddies of Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commander Fred, Luke, and Nick.
Ooh.
Ugh.
We're killing Nick immediately. May the show do the same. He's super annoying. I guess I'll fuck Fred. I mean, I won't be super happy about it, but I'll try to make the most of it. And then I'm going to marry Luke, because as far as the show is concerned, he was really great at being married, and he's hot.
Yep.
And the bonus is you don't really have to be present to fuck Commander Fred. You just sort of,
be there.
Right. Yeah.
Be in the room.
All right, Dave, these come to you from John Saltzman. These are types of special episode.
Mm-hmm.
You have the crossover episode.
Mm-hmm.
The backdoor pilot episode, and the dream episode.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the crossover episode is the orgy, right?
Yeah.
The backdoor episode is your backdoor shenanigans type of stuff. And then So we're going to kill dream episodes.
Yeah.
Because they're like a bad very rarely done well. Yeah. I don't want to get into a marrying a whole bunch of people scenario. So we're going to fuck the crossover episode in one night of crazy orgy sex.
We're going to marry the butt stuff.
And then that means we're going to marry the backdoor pilot. And maybe it goes somewhere. Maybe it doesn't. That's the nature of the backdoor pilot.
It could be a short marriage. Could be long. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Darla the Raisin Hater wants to know majorly minor Friends characters.
Okay.
Estelle Leonard, Joey's agent.
Thank you. Don't condescend to me.
Well, this is for the listeners, not for you, Tara.
Yes, I know.
Roy, stripper Danny DeVito. Or Susan, Carol's wife.
I'm going to marry Susan. She had a good head on her shoulders. She was a good wife to Carol. I really like that actress, Jessica Hecht. She had beautiful hair and cute outfits. So I guess that means I'm going to fuck Roy the stripper played by Danny DeVito and kill Estelle Leonard, which the show also did.
She had a good run.
She did. Well, she had an okay run. She was never a great agent for Joey. On the other hand, he was not a great client.
She had a run. Let's just say. Yeah.
All right. Darla the Raisin Hater has for you, Joe, category The Royally Screwed. And your choices are Bran the Broken, as you may recall, as his sister said, his dick don't work. Prince Gerhard Messerschmitt Rammstein von Habsburg, I think this got cut off, ran out of space. And Regina Mills, I don't know who that is. Hopefully you do.
Regina Mills is the evil queen from Once Upon a Time.
Oh, okay. Again, with Bran the Broken, I'd have to live in Westeros and fuck that.
Also, you can't fuck that.
And also, I mean, he probably should have died when he got shoved out the window. So he's been living on borrowed time all this time anyway. So like,
okay, but you know who Prince Gerhard Messerschmitt Rammstein von Habsburg is, right?
From 30 Rock.
Yes.
But like the good Jenna Maroney that all gay men aspire to be, I would, you know, date him for as long as I had to until he died his premature death, and then I would inherit all those Habsburg millions.
Okay.
So I marry him mercenarily. I kill Bran, and then I fuck the evil queen from Once Upon a Time, which she's very attractive. I would do that.
She is. She's very beautiful.
Point of order. Yes. Bran can't fuck, but Bran can be fucked. I'm just saying.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay. Still, I think no.
Thank you for that.
Darla the Raisin Hater continues. Sarah, giving you...
Talk about your brand, the broken, am I right?
Oh, God. Wow. Okay. Crime show tropes for Sarah. Ripped from the headlines, with an exclamation point at the end. Starts at the end, the whole episode leads up to the first scene, or kid detective.
Is this the first underage entry we've had so far? Usually they're like all underage entries, but...
I think it is.
The listenership's growing up, guys.
I mean, what am I supposed to do with Kid Detective then? Because
gotta kill
gross. Yeah.
You would kill him.
I guess. I mean, sorry, Veronica Mars, technically, you are a Kid Detective, but you're not close enough to the age of majority. So I'm going to have to, I guess I have to kill her. I guess I have to fuck starts at the end and goes back to the beginning, right? Because then, like, well, I mean, that could be annoying because it's like orgasm and then like, I'm just trying to take a nap, eating a sandwich, get off me. But I mean, it's only once, right? And then I'll marry Ripped from the Headlines.
Yeah. Nice.
Dave, Darla the Raisin Hater, has confronted you with TV trains. Okay. Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, here we go.
Ricky's Indoor Train from Silver Spoons.
Yeah.
And Super Train.
Okay. So Super Train, we've talked about in the podcast before. That's the NBC show from the late 70s, early 80s. That was like the most expensive failure in TV history to that date. Almost bankrupt the network. I don't know how old Thomas the Tank Engine is supposed to be, but I get the impression he is a child.
He has a job, so let's assume he's of the age of majority.
Oh, okay. So he's just a baby-faced late teenager?
Sure.
Boy, I really think he's a kid though, Dara. Maybe this is a world where trains live to be like 300, right? And he's 18, but really is 36 is the train age of majority. Like, these are questions we need to ask. I really think Thomas the Tank Engine might be a child, but he's also a train. So if you fuck an underage train, are you going to get in trouble? The indoor train from Silver Spoons is definitely just a train. It is not a character in any sense of the word. It's just a train that gets you from the arcade to the kitchen and around the estate. So that is like, that can be the remainder choice. So I would say we will, Super Train is like super expensive and is basically like a cruise ship on rails. So we're going to marry Super Train because you're sort of set for life, I think.
Yep.
And you get to see the country in one great big loop. I think the train went from New York to Los Angeles.
Transportation and accommodations in one.
Mm.
So we'll marry Super Train and we'll... I'm still nervous about Thomas the Tank Engine, so we'll kill Thomas the Tank Engine. And that means we're going to fuck the inanimate indoor train from Silver Spoons.
Wise choice.
Just like you spent your childhood dreaming of doing.
Right.
All right, moving on. Dennis and Leah want to know, Tara, bottle episodes. The one where no one's ready from Friends. Do you know which one that is? Okay, which one is that?
They're on their way to some benefit at the museum, and it's all in Monica and Rachel's apartment because no one's ready. It's basically in real time and a bottle episode, both.
Okay, so the one where no one's ready from Friends, the Chinese restaurant Seinfeld, or the fly from Breaking Bad.
I'm going to marry the Friends bottle episode because, again, as with cable, I have. I'm going to fuck the Chinese restaurant because... once is probably enough. I don't know how well it holds up over the long term. Like, it was inventive in its day, but, you know, whatever. And I'm going to kill the fly because even though it's very good, it's also very tense and kind of gross. I mean, it's all about catching a fly, so I don't need that energy in my life long term. So
also, if you're in the fly, you're underground in there under the laundry room thing, so you'll get rickets. Rickets.
Yeah, true. Yep. For Joe, Leah and Dennis have brought you moments from Survivor fans versus favorites, Micronesia.
Okay.
And here are your options. Eric giving away his immunity necklace to Natalie. Jason Siska thinking a literal stick was an immunity idol. And Parvati winning.
Ooh.
Okay.
I don't know nothing of. I didn't watch this season. It was after I left Survivor, but
This was like some of these are some more of the notorious moments in show history.
I know from the other two that this is a very important season, but the idea that somebody thought a stick was immunity idol is very funny to me.
Oh, that one. So yeah, so he finds the stick that like literally Ozzy like drew a face on, and he's like, I found an immunity idol. And Eliza just was like, that's a fucking stick. Like, that's not an immunity idol. You're a fucking moron. I will marry that moment. I will experience that moment every day for my life. Shout out, Eliza. Love that. Oh. I'll fuck Parvati winning because I like that moment. That was I was glad that that she showed herself to be such a strong player. And then I will kill poor Eric, giving his immunity away. What a dummy. Poor dumb Eric. Yeah. I'll spare him that moment and just sort of put that down like a like a wounded puppy. Sarah, you get from Leah and Dennis a trio of TV agents. You get FBI agent Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks, played by Kyle MacLachlan. You get DEA agent Javier Pena from Narcos, played by Pedro Pascal. And then you get secret agent Angus MacGyver. Angus, I never knew that.
Yeah,
Angus MacGyver from MacGyver, played by Richard Dean Anderson. So I guess you don't get Lucas Till. You get only Richard Dean Anderson.
MacGyver. Oh, boy. This is tough. Well, actually, it's not that tough because it's really down to whether I'm going to marry MacGyver or Pascal's butt.
Handy around the house.
Mm. Yeah. It's true.
That butt's probably handy around the house, too.
Yeah, I'll say. Dale Cooper, neither. So he's getting killed.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to fuck Pascal's and his jeans, and I'm going to marry MacGyver.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good call on Cooper, because you don't know if you're going to get normal Cooper, possessed Cooper.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah. Never quite sure if he's not Bob.
Okay, Dave, Leah and Dennis gave you TV fonts.
They know me.
The Stranger Things font. The Game of Thrones font. The Simpsons font.
All right. Stranger Things font, chosen for its use on Stephen King novels from the 80s. That's Ben-Gat, I believe is pronounced. Game of Thrones font is a take on Trajan Pro, also used in every piece of movie stuff from the early 2000s. Your West Wing stuff included, Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3, all the same font. And then the Simpsons font, of course, is Matt Groening's writing. So we're going to kill the Simpsons font because it's...
Yeah. It's very close to Comic Sans.
Well, there's that. The one of the problems is that people misuse the font. Like, once you let the font go into the wild, you can't control it anymore. And then people end up using the Simpsons font for things that have nothing to do with the Simpsons. They're using it because they think it kind of looks like kids writing, but it's not. You know, there's a lot of things going on with the way the Simpsons font is used. It's also used too much. Like, it is not a very legible font. The what's the Simpsons meme generator site where you type in a scene?
Frinkiac.
Like, that shouldn't be in the Simpsons font, the lettering. It should be in a normal font. So we're going to kill the Simpsons font. The best font of the bunch is definitely the Stranger Things font. That's Ben-Gat. So we're going to marry that one. I guess then we're going to... Fuck the Game of Thrones font, which has the word pro in it, so gonna be good. All right, Tara, Mickey Tiki Tavi writes for you, Liz Lemon Guys.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Mickey Tiki Tavi, that's from Jungle Book, right? That's Ricky Tiki Tavi?
Ricky Tiki Tavi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which was the... Do you remember that cartoon they did in the 70s or 80s that was just the... you know, the Mongoose and the Cobra story?
Kind of.
I do, vaguely.
Scared the shit out of me when I watched it as a kid.
Yeah, it was...
terrifying.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Look it up. Liz Lemon Guys, Tara. Dennis Duffy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes. Mm-hmm. And just look at him. He's the one who should be named Wesley Snipes. And Chris yeah. Cross.
Oh, come on. No Drew. Come on, Mickey. Drew, of course, played by John Hamm. Okay, I'm going to kill Dennis Duffy, obviously, again.
Yeah. For the good of, like,
he's
everybody.
The Meghan McCain of Liz Lemon Guys. Really obnoxious. Still thinks beepers are coming back because it's cyclical. It's bad news. So that leaves Wesley Snipes and Chris Cross, right?
Yep. Gangway for Foot Cycle.
Yeah. I guess I will... I want to marry Chris Cross because he's James Marsden and he has a face made of candy. And so I guess that means I have to fuck Wesley Snipes. And in a way, Sarah Silverman did for many years. So how bad can it be? It's probably fine. Say Michael Sheen is better at sex in this role than he was as what's his face? Masters on Masters of Sex.
Maybe you can go with him to the what was it? The Great Wines of Scotland and get yourself drunk and then then do it. Yeah.
For you, Joe, Mickey Tiki Tavi has some ladies of the West Wing.
Ha-ha.
Strap in.
All right.
Your choices are Amy Gardner, played by Mary Louise Parker.
Yes.
Ainsley Hayes, played by Emily something.
Proctor.
Proctor, yes.
And Andrea Wyatt, who I don't remember, but perhaps you do.
Andy is Toby's ex-wife.
Right.
Yes.
Played by Kathleen Bird Johnson.
York. Yes. Oscar nominee Kathleen Bird York, because she wrote the song from Crash.
Winner, didn't she win?
No, that lost to It's a Heart Out Here for a Pimp from Hustle and Flow.
Okay.
But she got to perform in front of a bunch of burning cars on the Oscars. It was quite something. Okay, so Ainsley Hayes is a character I enjoyed on the show, but I can't get around the fact that she's a Republican, so I could never marry her.
No.
And I don't – I mean, we're at a time in history where you don't fuck Republicans, so I've got to kill Ainsley Hayes.
Yep.
Marrying Andy didn't work out well for Toby.
True.
But I'm not a weirdo, sad person like Toby was. So maybe I can make that work where he couldn't. And much as I love Amy Gardner as a person, I think we'd be way better off as friends. So I'll fuck Amy Gardner and then we'll like ease on into like a friend relationship.
Right.
And then I'll marry Andy Wyatt. I think that works out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like it.
Sarah from Mickey Tiki Tavi, you get... The Women of Frasier. You should know, because in this case, you're Frasier. Maris, Daphne, or Roz?
okay. Well, I mean, I don't have enough information on Maris. She sounds like a hag, though. So let's kill her. I'm going to fuck Roz.
She seems to be good at it.
Yeah. And I'm going to marry Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be perfectly peaceable. She's good with pets. Mm-hmm. She has an accent.
And psychic, so you can play a stock market or something, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say about Maris, of course, we never do see her on the show, spoiler, but there is an episode right after Niles and Maris separate where he gets an Italian greyhound and gets very attached to her, and everyone else is like, you all see it, right? So the implication is that Maris looks like an Italian greyhound.
Okay, well, I know you're not a fan, and I don't know that I need that in a special lady friend, so
no.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick by my choices.
Yeah, yep. It's good,
solid.
Okay, Mickey Ticky Tavi has for Dave passing through Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm not totally sure how some of these are pronounced, so let's go on this journey together into space. Your first selection is Guinan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mr. Hom.
Mm-hmm. He's the giant guy that was Troy's mother's butler, kind of.
Yeah.
And then Kellyr.
That's Worf's wife, not wife, okay. But Worf's son's mother.
Okay.
The son who enjoys jazz.
Oh, yeah.
So Guinan, Lurch, and the jazz monster.
Right.
The jazz monster's mom.
The jazz monster's mom coming to you from Offrey Niveneger.
All right. So I think you got to fuck jazz monster's mom because, like, basically Worf and her almost fucked on the bridge when they met. I don't know if you guys remember that episode or not, but basically they had sort of like a mating foreplay ritual played out on the bridge where they were grunting and staring at each other. And Picard and Riker are like, what the fuck's happening? but fuck, they did. And they had a terrible child named Alexander, who loves jazz. So we will fuck her because, you know, seems wild. Let's do it. Mr. Homn ends up being a traveler. He's the guy that takes Wesley Crusher out of the show when he recruits him to become a fellow traveler, like a time traveling sort of time cop or something like that. Uh-huh. So even though the character is sort of a zero personality wise, he does the universe a lot of good. So don't want to kill him. So we got to keep him around for the Wesley Crusher factor. So marry him, which means we have to kill Guinan, which is okay. Like, she's basically the advice-giving bartender of the Enterprise. And 10-4 was kind of a silly concept to me for a Star Trek show. So they already have the holodeck. You can do everything you need on holodeck. You don't need 10-4. So my choice.
All right.
Another mishmash, various people for this round. Eric J. for Tara. Infomercial dudes. Ron Popeil. Yep. Billy Mays here, and Vince Offer. That's the ShamWow guy.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I'm going to kill Vince Offer because he
I believe is in prison or something now.
He was on meth or crack or something. He got arrested on some kind of drug charge, so bye, Vince. Which leaves Billy Mays.
You want to kill him for a second time?
I think they're all deceased. Ron Popeil is also dead, so that doesn't matter. I'm going to marry Ron Popeil for the money. He's got rotisserie money.
Yep.
Yeah. And kill Bill and fuck Billy Mays, which would be loud, but it would only be for one night, probably. Leah and Dennis are back for Joe with characters played by Oscar-winning actresses slumming it on TV now.
Ooh.
So you got Julia Roberts, Heidi on Homecoming, Renee Zellweger, Anne on What If on Netflix, and Meryl Streep, I hardly need to tell you, Mary Louise on Big Little Lies.
Well, I'm dealing with Renee Zellweger on spec because I haven't gotten to What If yet. But I'm given to understand that she is kind of fabulously soap opera-esque, which I enjoy.
Plus two faces for the price of one.
Julia Roberts is actually very good on Homecoming. I like her a lot. Streep is also good on Big Little Lies, but I want to kill her, so I'm going to kill her. Because it's the character and Mary Louise, she's got it coming. I'm going to fuck Renee Zellweger because I don't quite know what's there yet, so I don't want to commit myself to too much. And then I'm going to marry Julia Roberts on Homecoming.
Yeah, I like that.
Wigs and all. Sarah, from Miss Prism, you get a trio of holy moly things. You get the windmill hole on Holy Moly. You get the lube slide. And then you get Kenny G.
Windmill hole, lube slide.
Yeah.
I mean, this is extremely obvious, right?
I think it is.
Okay, yes. Well, we'll see if our obviosity lines up. You got to fuck the lube slide because it's right there on the tin. Yeah. Kenny G's got a shit ton of money and had a great sense of humor about being a problem on the show. So I'm going to marry him and fuck the windmill hole.
You mean kill the windmill hole, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Kill the windmill hole.
Right, because you're fucking the lube slide. So you're killing the windmill. Yes.
Yeah. Dave, TV chairs from Leah and Dennis. Captain Kirk's chair from Star Trek. The egg chairs from The Prisoner. And the egg chairs from The Voice.
Oh. Okay. The egg chairs from The Prisoner, they were like your 1960s, you know, Mod Squad egg chairs, but they were suspended from the ceiling, which is kind of neat, but also probably very hard to get out of. That could be embarrassing, getting in and out of that. I don't really know what the egg chairs from The Voice are. Are they basically the same kind of scenario?
Yeah, they spin around.
Yeah, you hit a button and they
contain
around.
Pop stars.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I want to be with Captain Kirk's chair forever, so I'm going to marry Captain Kirk's chair.
Yeah.
I will kill the chairs from The Voice because I have no attachment to them, which means we're going to fuck the egg chairs from The Prisoner. And we all know what a big penis I have, so it's almost a life match.
Sounds like that's going to be real awkward.
God.
Lauren, Big Little Lies for everybody. Tara, Madeline's husband, Renata's husband, Bonnie's husband. Husbands.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Spoiled for non-choice.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to kill Renata's husband, Gordon.
Yes.
As much as it pains me to kill any Gordon, because he fucked up their lives.
Yes,
he's
he
a criminal.
No money left.
Not only a criminal, but he's sort of like still smug about it.
Yes. He's not apologetic at all.
Worst.
I agree. Okay. So that leaves Madeline's husband and Bonnie's husband.
Yeah.
Who hate each other.
Who was also Madeline's husband at one point.
Of course. Right. Yeah. Boy, it's tough. They're both really unappealing this season.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to marry Nathan, Bonnie's husband, because Ed is so off-putting and dickish. Like, Nathan is also a dick, but, like, he's not smart enough to really be that cutting. But you get in a fight with Ed, like, you would just want to die.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
Yes.
So, okay, I guess I would, yeah, I'd fuck Ed and marry Nathan. Boy, that's tough, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. So here are your choices, Joe, also from Big Little Lies. Jane, Bonnie, and Jane's new guy. And I just want to note, I love that Lauren didn't think, I'm going to look up this guy's name because who cares? And I also barely know what this guy's name is. I think it's Corey.
I think it is Corey. I've been writing about the show every week. So it is Corey.
Right, of course.
I think we should call him Big Little Love because he's from Big Love.
Yep. Love it.
I'm going to kill him anyway because get rid of that guy.
He's shady.
Yes. He was talking to the cops. Fuck that guy. No, not fuck that guy. Kill that guy.
Kill that guy.
All right. So then it's Jane and Bonnie. Bonnie's been going through it this season, but I feel like once you get out from the other side of that, I would rather be married to Bonnie.
For sure.
Because she seems like a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
You say fuck Jane, but then like Jane's going through weird like sex shit. And like, here's what I will say. I will give Jane the option to fuck. I will let that be Jane's decision. Jane's going through it and I don't want to push it. And then I will marry Bonnie with the hope that once her mother like actually dies, she can like get past all of this and be fun dancing with Renata Bonnie from last season, who I really loved.
Yeah. Plus, she could like teach a yoga class where you lie on the floor and sing, you know, classic rock songs.
Yes.
What's wrong with that? Nothing.
That's an excellent point.
Nothing is wrong.
I'm not mad at that.
Not a thing. I love that. Okay. Very good.
What am I about to be mad at?
Yeah. Sarah, your choices from Big Little Lies are Mary Louise, who I've already killed. Bonnie's mom pre-stroke, that is a good note from Lauren, pre-stroke, and Bonnie's dad, played by Martin Donovan.
I'm so disappointed the third choice wasn't post-stroke Bonnie's mom, guys.
Okay, well, I can't kill the pride of Summit, New Jersey, Mary Louise, again. Can I? Maybe I can, but I won't. I'm going to kill Bonnie's mom because that's what the universe wants.
Yes.
Mm. I'm going to fuck Mary Louise. Mm. I'm going to marry Bonnie's dad because I still think Martin Donovan's kind of a fox.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Boy, that night with Mary Louise is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Those teeth coming at you.
Yeah. Well, moving on to Dave's Mary Louise's choice. Wrapping up the Lauren, Big Little Lauren round with Madeline, Renata, or Celeste.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay, Madeline is...
Is Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon. Renata is Laura Dern. Yeah, Dern. And then Celeste is
Nicole Kidman.
Right. Oh, boy. Okay, so Renata has no money now. So we shouldn't marry her until that's sorted out. TBD. Celeste seems to have a lot of money, but she's got a lot of problems. So I don't know if I want to marry into that whole thing.
One of them is Mary Louise, so...
Yeah. So I guess by process of elimination, we have to marry Madeline. It looks like she'll be on the market soon by the way things are going. Which means, who do we kill? Who do we... you know what? I think we're going to kill Celeste just because when I see Nicole Kidman, this is super mean, but this is the game... Her nose, she's turning into Phantom of the Opera, guys. So, we're going to kill Celeste, which means we are going to fuck Renata, which I'm fine with. Get a little hodo in my life. Brendan Brazo, the Brazier. I combined two of his separate ones into one. So, this is season 4 Simpson guest stars paired with one from season 10.
Okay.
So, each of these are a pair of things have to consider. Tara, Luke Perry, may he rest in peace, and Elton John together.
Okay.
Johnny Carson and Cyndi Lauper together. Mm-hmm. Or, this is pretty good, Hugh Hefner and Dolly Parton together.
Oh, that's cruel. How can I kill Hugh but also Dolly?
There's a lot of money in that thruple. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm telling you how I'd live.
Okay. I'm going to fuck Luke Perry and Elton John because that's half of what my teen self wanted to do. Which I guess means, oh man. Okay. I'm going to marry Hugh Hefner and Dolly Parton and just assume Hugh Hefner is going to be asleep a lot. Mm-hmm. And that means I'm going to kill Johnny and Cyndi. Sorry, Cyndi. Johnny does not seem like someone it was fun to be married to, judging by history.
Yeah. No.
All right. Same thing for you, Joe. Season 4 and season 10 Simpsons guest stars. You have Red Hot Chili Peppers and Troy Aikman.
Okay.
Barry White and John Madden.
Oh.
And Tom Jones and Dan Marino.
Jesus.
I am killing Dan Marino. As I have wanted to do since I was like 8 years old.
Is this because of the Bills-Dolphins rivalry?
Because of the Bills-Dolphins rivalry. Oh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sorry, Tom Jones, you're going down with that ship.
There's nothing wrong with being selfish in this game. And that is a great choice. Yeah.
Barry White's with who?
John Madden.
John Madden.
Presumably the football commentator, not the director.
And then the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Troy Aikman. Of all of these people, Troy Aikman, I think, is the one I find the most attractive. And I have, so if you're doing Aikman and then the Chili Peppers, you're having sex with like 4 or 5 people, right? So like, that's an experience I want to have once in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck all those guys. And then I'm going to marry the Turducken dynasty that is John Madden. Mm-hmm. He's probably still got one of those buses hanging around that he toured the country with, plus all the video game monies that he probably still has.
True. Mm-hmm.
Excellent point.
And then Barry White is like, you know, sensual singing songs to you guy. That's a good 3-way marriage.
Honestly, I think Barry White could sing into your tummy to orgasm.
And who doesn't want to experience that for the rest of your life? Yes. So I'm going to marry those two. I'm going to fuck the Chili Peppers and Aikman. And I'm killing the hell out of Dan Marino. Sarah, you get Bette Midler and Alec Baldwin, Elizabeth Taylor and Kim Basinger, and Brooke Shields and Ron Howard.
I think I have to kill Liz Taylor and Kim because that's just really a lot of, that's just breathiness. Really a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't really want any of it. I think I gotta marry my girl Brooke Shields, if only for standing up to fucking Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And Ron Howard is a great narrator.
You marry both of them, but your main spouse is Brooke Shields, and Ron Howard follows you everywhere and narrates your life.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I am comfortable. But
plus,
he
brings all that Imagine Entertainment money to the
absolutely.
And I think that Midler Baldwin is a perfectly good one-nighter to remember forever in song.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Dave, are you ready for your pairings from the Brazier? Okay. Pairing number one, Adam West and Mark Hamill. Pairing number two, Leonard Nimoy and Stephen Hawking.
Oh, boy.
Pairing number three, Bob Hope and Ed Begley Jr.
Wow.
I feel like I know who's not getting killed.
Fill it in with concrete, folks.
I think one thing to consider is if you do end up fucking Bob Hope and Ed Begley Jr. is going to be in the back of an electric car and it's going to be really crammed.
Or a Model T. Shit.
Boy, Spock and Hawking, Batman and Skywalker. Boy. All right, let's tackle this. Let's go married first. So, boy, I just don't want any part of Bob Hope. I don't know why. I mean, I don't really know anything about Bob Hope except USO tours and stuff, but...
Well, when he was alive, he was one of the largest single landowners in California, so keep that in mind.
Got that airport.
Yeah, that's right. He had that crazy house in Palm Springs, too, didn't he?
And Ed Begley Jr. has all that Ed Begley Sr. money?
Yeah, Bob Hope's name is on, like, every third thing you see in Palm Springs. So,
yeah,
like, honestly,
that's true.
He owned a lot of property.
All right, let's be real. If we marry Stephen Hawking, that's a lot of upkeep.
He's also pretty rich, too, though, right?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Adam West is the kind of guy that he would be insufferable in person because he had one thing in his life he's known for, and he thought he should be doing so much more, but the world said no. And I think to be with him day after day, I would want to shoot myself.
Plus, he's chummy with Seth MacFarlane.
Ew, yeah.
Which means we're going to have to marry Bob Hope and Ed Begley Jr., and it sounds like they've got money. At least Bob Hope's estate does. So that sounds fine.
Won't be spending any of it on gas. Yay.
So then the real question is, who are we going to fuck? Batman and Skywalker or Leonard Nimoy and Stephen Hawking? These are terrible choices. I don't really want to fuck Luke Skywalker just because I love Star Wars so much and I don't want to ruin Star Wars. Also, which Mark Hamill am I getting? Am I getting beautiful pre-Empire Strikes Back baby face Mark Hamill? Or am I getting terrible ogre face modern day Mark Hamill?
A little harsh.
This is it. I'm going for the unique experience of fucking Stephen Hawking and Spock, which means we're going to have to kill Adam West and Luke Skywalker just by process of elimination.
I thought this was going to end up.
Neither. I thought that was the least likely.
Mark Hamill has shot his last Star Wars role, so we're fine. He's not going to be doing anything else in Star Wars. And I don't really care if he's voicing Chucky. I don't give two shits if he's voicing the Joker in whatever terrible Batman cartoon they're doing next. So it doesn't really matter to me. He's contributed to my Star Wars stuff. So yeah, so I think that's it. We're going to marry Hope. We're going to fuck Hawking and Nimoy, and we're going to kill Batman and Skywalker. Whew.
All right.
All right, we're getting towards the end of it. Three to go. This is from Rachel for Tara. Mad Men Hateables.
Okay. Ooh.
Harry Crane.
Yep.
Lee Gardner Jr. Duck Phillips.
Oh.
Do you know who Lee Gardner Jr. is? I don't.
Yeah, he's the Lucky Strike guy who was like maybe closeted. Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He fucked up the firm, as I recall.
Okay, so Harry Crane, Lee Gardner Jr., Duck Phillips.
Okay, I'm going to kill Harry Crane because...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
He's terrible.
That's overdue.
Such a terrible character that he continues to, like, he only gets... Poor Rich Summer only gets cast as, like, real fucking dicks now.
Yep.
See him on Glow. See him on that show In the Dark. Like, just a bad, bad guy. So he's dead. I guess I'm going to put my principles aside and marry Lee Garner Jr. for that cigarette money. Sorry, society. I'm getting mines. And I guess that means I'm fucking Duck Phillips, which who even knows how that would go? He's an alcoholic. So, you know, maybe he gets whiskey dick. I'm let off the hook. Could be fine. So those are my choices.
And he won't remember, and maybe neither will you.
Yeah. That's true. I could just tell him I did. All right, Joe, you get Mad Men notable facial hair.
Oh, no.
This is actually pretty easy, I think. Okay. Stan's season 6 and 7 beard.
Oh, right.
Stan. Oh. Harry Crane's season 6 sideburns.
Oh, yeah.
And Roger's season 7 mustache.
You're right. This is pretty academic.
Yeah.
I felt literal jealousy pangs that you got to kill Harry Crane and I didn't. So I'll at least get to kill something of Harry Crane's, and that is a sideburn. So that's good for me. And then you fuck Roger because you don't want to marry Roger. That's a nightmare.
No. Yeah.
And you marry Stan's beard.
Super comfy.
Yep.
Which truly is what was so popular in that last season when everybody was swooning over Peggy and Stan. It was the beard. Mm-hmm. The beard was doing the heavy lifting.
100%.
Yeah. Sarah, you get the Mad Men Silver Foxes.
Ooh.
You get Roger, huh? Cutler, played by Harry Hamlin, and Bertram Cooper.
Nah, I don't know about foxes for Bert, but sure.
He's got the silver covered.
I don't want to throw Rachel under the bus. She had somebody else there, but it was such a tertiary character that I put Cooper in there.
Oh, okay.
Who was it?
It was like one of the Europeans from the Jet Set episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'm going to kill Bert Cooper, if only because that means that we'll get to see him dance.
Yeah.
Voice with that sequence. That was great.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the problem. Cutler is also Aaron Eccles, so I'm not sure I can marry that guy either.
Yeah.
I will say he was really good in that role, and it took me like a full episode to realize who it was. And I had to close my eyes and do it from the voice. Ha ha, do it. I'm just going to marry Roger. Like,
oh,
it won't be dull.
That's true.
So I'm fucking Cutler. Sorry, Bert. All right, Dave, your tour through Mad Men, Fuck, Marry, Kill land from Rachel is Mad Men significant inanimate objects.
I love an inanimate object around.
Yeah, I think I read that in the ladies' room. So you're choosing from the chip and dip, the Kodak carousel, and the computer.
Sorry, what was the first one? Chip and dip?
The chip and dip.
Okay. So the chip and dip was Campbell's, that was like the two lettuce plates with a tomato in the middle, ceramic dish.
Serving dish for parties.
Yeah. Kodak carousel, we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer was the giant mainframe they put in the conference room.
Like, right? UNIVAC punch card situation.
Right. Okay. So I guess you got to fuck the carousel, right? Because it's right there. It's got the built-in hole.
That's true.
In the chip and dip, that would be dangerous to fuck that. You know, ceramic, cut yourself. So you fuck the carousel. We're going to, I think we got to marry the computer. I mean, the computer's got a future. I think the computer's going places.
Yeah.
And don't forget that, you know, it's upgradable, right? So even though it, you know, is powerful today and you're worried about 10 years from now, where's it going to be? Well, you just upgrade it. And then we're going to kill the chip and dip.
Since we're on this subject, I just want to mention that now that we live in Texas, we definitely need to get a cowboy hat shaped chip and dip server.
Okay. Tara, we're moving on. Raul wants to give you Ray Romano's.
Okay.
Ray Romano's. Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Trinelli from Men of a Certain Age.
Mm-hmm.
And Henchman 24 from the Venture Brothers.
That's not Ray Romano.
It's not. He had another one there that was like, I replaced Henchman 24.
Okay.
For all practical purposes, he is Ray Barone.
I know. I'm going to kill Ray Barone. He's a chore.
Yeah.
Not a good husband and probably not good in bed either. So I guess I'm going to, never having seen Men of a Certain Age, want to. It's not streaming anywhere that I know of. Didn't watch it while it was on. I'm going to marry his Men of a Certain Age guy, mostly out of love for Mike Royce, who co-created that show and went on to work on One Day at a Time.
He was pretty foxy in that.
Okay. And then I'm going to fuck the henchman. Give him a thrill.
Deborah.
Okay, Joe, you get Lisa's Kudrow,
mm-hmm.
Ursula from Mad About You,
right?
Phoebe from Friends,
mm-hmm.
and Fiona from Web Therapy.
Okay, I never watched Web Therapy. As for Phoebe and Ursula, Ursula's a space cadet, even more so than Phoebe, but also mean.
Yeah, she's a bad person. She did porn under Phoebe's name.
Right, but she did porn.
Okay, she took their mother's suicide note and never let Phoebe know it existed.
Yes.
Just giving you some data points.
And also, she like lied to her about like their birthday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That they were a year older than Phoebe thought.
Yeah, she's bad. She's a bad person. All right. Phoebe, I'm going to marry Phoebe. I love Phoebe. Phoebe's great.
She's very lovable.
She's very lovable. I'm going to, on spec, fuck the web therapy person.
Sure.
And you can do it online.
I love all this on spec fucking you're doing in this episode.
Yeah, listen. It's the life I lead. Don't
look,
judge
she's
me.
Crazy, and we all know crazy in the head means crazy in the bed.
There we go. Yes. And then I'm gonna kill Ursula for the good of New York City because yep. She's a menace.
Yeah, love it.
Sarah from Rahul, you are getting munches, a trio of munches.
Oh boy.
Munch three ways. That is the Top Chef version of what you're getting.
Oh,
John Munch from Homicide, Life on the Street. John Munch from Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and John Munch from that episode of Arrested Development he was on.
Well, I guess I'm going to fuck Arrested Development Munch because he was a one-off, and
yeah.
So should that be.
Yeah.
I am going to kill Homicide Munch, partly because that's also right there in the name, but yeah. Also because like for whatever reason, like even though as he gets older he looks more and more like a Muppet, he's it's still an improvement. Like there's something about like young, almost smooth skinned Munch that's like super unsettling.
Right.
If I may, he doesn't look like a Muppet exactly. He looks like a Skeksis from the Dark Crystal.
Or a spitting image puppet from
image doll.
I think that he would actually agree with you on that point. And also, if I marry SVU Munch in that universe, he is retired with a full pension from NYPD, but he's also still working in the DA's office as an investigator. He'll be super gossipy. He has lots of conspiracy theories. He's also been married like a bunch of times, so who knows how long I would even have to do that for. So yeah,
great point.
Marry SVU, kill Homicide, fuck Arrested D. Okay, last one from Rahul. Dave, this is unfortunate in my view, but here we all are together. Fucking, marrying, and killing dogs.
God.
Sure.
There's always a dogs one. It's no problem. Don't worry about Rahul. There's always a dog one in here.
Had to battle through several rounds of cats in the past, and my thoughts and prayers are with thee.
Okay.
Here you go. Mr. Peanut Butter from BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
Astro from the Jetsons.
It's a crossover episode.
Eddie from Frasier. May he rest.
This seems easy.
Yeah. Okay. So the only one you can carry a conversation with is Mr. Peanut Butter. So if you're going to be stuck with one for life, I think it would be him. He's kind of fun. He's got his issues, but he's also a super rich Hollywood star.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
he's so sweet.
He's sweet, though sometimes obtuse to the point where he hurts people. I think out of those choices, he is the one that you would want to marry. I can't imagine marrying a robot version of Scooby-Doo or a little shit dog from Frasier. Like that, no go.
Astro's not a robot. He's a live dog.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of there's a robot version of him floating around somewhere in that universe. Thank you for the correction. But basically, he's Scooby-Doo. So the real question then is, who are you gonna fuck? You gonna fuck Astro from the Jetsons or Eddie from Frasier? And I'm just gonna be practical about it. I think Astro can take it with minimal damage. Eddie's small. Just gotta
less
break him.
Yapping also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So marry Peanut Butter, fuck Astro, kill Eddie. Our last round from Sean and Tim for Tara and everybody else. Childhood characters.
Okay.
Oh no.
Tara. So like don't be I think they did a relatively okay job of pegging our ages here, but try not to be offended if they're a little off. Tara.
Oh, God.
Sunshine Bear.
No idea. Oh, yes, from Care Bears. Yes, I do. Yep.
Strawberry Shortcake. Rainbow Bright. All toys, but also all cartoons.
These are all children.
Let's pretend that they're not, because we'll be here all day. I'm going to marry Strawberry Shortcake, because I love dessert. And she lives in a world of delicious, fruity, baked dessert treats. Nothing wrong with that for me. You want to smell like Bath and Body Works, country apple, anything? That's a strawberry shortcake for you. And Sean and Tim have pegged my age. I did definitely have a ton of strawberry shortcake toys. Rainbow Bright was a little after my time. That was more my sister's age.
Can you remind me what Rainbow Bright is? Is that the doll with rainbow hair? Is that that one?
Yeah.
But she
had a blue shiny suit, and all the different characters were like different colors.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, so I'm going to kill the Care Bear. That Care Bear is a simp. And and I'm going to fuck Rainbow Bright. Let her whip that hair back and forth. Joe.
Yes.
Your childhood characters are Jem, Lady J.
Okay.
And Teela. That's the one I don't know.
Teela's from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Okay. Very good.
These were perfectly chosen for my age and childhood. Well done. Lady J, Jem, Teela.
Is Teela She-Ra? Is that her alter ego?
No, She-Ra is something else. Teela is like, there's He-Man, and then there's like Man-at-Arms, and then his, I want to say, daughter is Teela. She's like
the captain of the Royal Guard.
Yes. Jem's an international pop star.
She's truly outrageous.
She's truly outrageous. She's got a weird-ass computer system.
But, you know, I think about it. The Misfits, their songs are better.
And I mean, I increasingly suspect that they're going to get her. So, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jem, Lady J. Lady J is in the army. She's overseas a lot. She's, you know, fighting. She's in good shape. I probably don't want to be like home fretting all the time that, like, you know, Tomax and Zaymot got her, you know, killed her or something like that. So I'm going to fuck Lady J. I'm going to marry Jem with all that synergy money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, like, the computer could essentially just, like, hologram me up a whole bunch of money. That's really cool.
Mm. Yeah, and if she dies, you can do that whole thing, like, this season of Black Mirror, where you can have a hologram version of Jen still producing money for you.
Yep.
Yeah, Gem-o. there's a lot of benefit to marrying Jem. And then I'm going to kill Teela because it's fine.
Well, you can try.
He-Man's the lesser of the three of those. So I think I'm solid with that.
Look, someone's got to die. That's just the game.
It's just the game. Sarah, you get your trio of childhood characters are Papa Smurf.
Silver Fox.
Yeah. Gobo Fraggle, who was like the lead Fraggle.
I know.
And Big Bird.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. He's big, but I think he's a child, isn't he?
Big, but also a bird.
Yeah. This is brutal, Sean and or Tim.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Big Bird is a child and is maybe a little too big. And there's all the shedding. It'd be weird.
He does shed.
And also illegal. So Big Bird is going to be killed.
And then we'll weirdly react incredulously to his own death and be like, what's this? Why am I not around anymore? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hi, Mr. Hooper.
Papa Smurf and Gobo. I mean, Papa Smurf is like the least annoying Smurf. And he's in charge. So there's probably money. What is it that Fraggles do?
They mine.
No, those are the doozers. Yeah. The Fraggles, like, just sort of lays about, right?
I think the Fraggles are the dozers' terrible overseers. There's something really dark happening there.
Oh, so they're like the 1% of the dozers?
Uh-huh. That's my theory. Well,
and also you're like underground all the time, and here we are again with the like rickets problem. So I guess I'm going to...
Here we are again with the rickets problem is genuinely why I listen to Extra Hot Radio. I'm glad, truly, to have you.
I think we have our title.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I guess I gotta marry the Smurf at a very Smurfy wedding and fuck Gobo and sorry, Big Bird. Love you, but someone's gotta go. All right, Dave, and here we are at the end. Your childhood characters are Skeletor, Darth Vader, not sure how they got around that, but I guess Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And Destro.
Oh boy. All right, well, I guess to quote Saturday Night Live, I'm going to rip out your eye and make love to your skull. I'm going to fuck Skeletor. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Who do you marry, Darth Vader or Destro? I mean, they both have their problems. They're both like mechanized men.
They also both seem to have a lot of money.
Yeah. I think Destro is generally more forgiving than Darth Vader is with failure. So, like, let's say I marry him and I'm a bad husband to Darth Vader or Destro. I think I would stand a more likelihood to survive under Destro than, you know, because let's look at all of Destro's terrible underlings that have survived G.I. Joe. You got Major Blood. They got the Crimson Twins. You've got the swamp dudes. What the hell is their name? Xantar and the Dreadnoughts.
Oh, yeah.
There is the just like a whole rogues gallery of incompetent Cobra upper echelon officers that repeatedly fail to put the boots to G.I. Joe and are still in the organization. So with that in mind, we're going to marry Destro for just being able to survive longer, which means somehow we're going to try to kill Darth Vader. It's going to be tough, but that's the way it's got to go.
It's been done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It has been done. All right, guys, that is it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. You asked and we told you which TV characters, shows, events, and concepts we'd rather fuck, rather marry, and rather kill. It was a harrowing glimpse into all of our souls, and we hope you enjoyed this terrifying ride. Thanks to all that submitted all those options, and
yes, thank you
for this very special episode, and I'm sorry we couldn't fit them all in. Remember, guys,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Tara Ariano,
Crazy in the Head, Crazy in the Bed,
Sarah D. Bunting,
Smurf this, I'm out of here,
and Joe Reed.
See you in hell, Marino!
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
Yo, I got one.
Fuck, marry, kill.
The Huxtables.
You know, we're kind of busy right now.